Hello. Let's join Fred Kuhn in another problem-solving interview.
Welcome, everybody. Today's subject is your second act. Our guest is Laura Slauson. Laura is a certified professional resume writer and a credentialed career manager, one of fewer than 20 worldwide, who crafts documents to empower her clients to win. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fred. Nice to be here this morning.
Oh, glad to have you. So, your second act, what does that mean? What does a person do in a second act that could be meaningful and give them a sense of well-being and help them financially?
Well, you know, Fred, the good news is the tides are changing. For traditionalists and baby boomers, you know, work has defined us for decades. Older workers stay in the workforce, myself included, because we really enjoy working and contributing. A person in their second act can now focus on something they really love, something that gives them a sense of purpose and well-being. Education, social services, retail, and healthcare are top choices. People are also supporting nonprofits and pursuing new interests by just starting their own small business. Hours could be more flexible, and, you know, it's a little bit easier than being a traditional job.
Laura, what are we looking at? Who's the individual or individuals that fall into this second act category?
Well, a lot of my clients are people in their 60s. I actually did a resume for a gentleman in his mid-70s. He did a little consulting work on the side. And these are people that are not quite retired yet, but thinking about retiring. And this helps them financially as well. They can collect Social Security and then make a little bit of money on the side. So it's a win-win all the way around, and it keeps us productive.
I see this, too, when I'm talking to retired executives. They think they can play golf the rest of their life, and about 6 months later, golf wears out, and it's a fun thing to do, but they're bored and they want to get back into the fray again, and it's hard for them to do.
Well, I agree. And, you know, the baby boomers especially were highly educated, and we're very health conscious, so we're pretty physically fit in our 60s and 70s. And you can only stay home for so long. A lot of people want to really feel more productive. You know, they're using corporate skills to mentor others. Sometimes they become adjunct professors. And the good news today is trades are coming back. So a lot of people can go into a school and do some training and some education. So it's great to keep active as long as you can.
What do you think is the number one field today that someone who is over 60 who has retired or about to retire, what would be a field of interest that would accomplish these things and help them repurpose?
You know, I've heard a lot of my clients that are looking, they want to give back, they can teach, they could become adjunct professors. A lot of people are in the looking for social services jobs. And, you know, it's not about the money sometimes at this point. It's about doing something rewarding. You've had a career, and you want to give back a little bit. And you want to make a few dollars as well. So education, social services are what I've heard are top choices today.
You mentioned consulting in a conversation we were having before this podcast. Consulting seems to me to be an easy entry, easy in the sense that it's a natural, if they have skills and so forth, and then becoming a consultant in a specific field or area seems to be a nice segue into that.
I do agree. It really is like a win-win because you're taking all the experience that you've gained through your whole career and you're doing things on the side to help others and make additional income. As a matter of fact, my accountant is in his 70s. He's retired. But he's still doing tax accounting and financial advising. He doesn't do it full-time, but it's a part-time thing. He comes to the house, and it's very fulfilling for him, and he's still using his corporate knowledge.
And he worked for a firm or had his own company and retired or worked for a firm and retired?
He has his own consulting company now. He did work for a firm for many, many years. And he's retired, and now he just takes consulting work, you know, as he wants to. He defines the job, whether he wants to do a lot or a little bit of work. It's all can be defined on, you know, how he decides to run his little business.
It would seem to me that before a person starts this kind of process, that they ought to sit down and figure out what their mission is, right? What their goal is, and then actuate that by putting together some sort of plan. I have to do this in order to get to this point, and to get to this point, I have to do these things. And would that make sense that they should do this?
I agree. Yes. First of all, you know, a lot of executives that are retired, they have a very nice lifestyle, and you want to make sure that your consulting brings in enough money to supplement your other investments. So you really should sit down and have a little bit of a blueprint, you know, how much money's coming in, how much money's going out, how much work I'll need to do, how many hours I'm willing to invest to bring that kind of money in. You know, when you have your own consulting business, it's your decision whether to scale up or scale down.
You mentioned trades, and I find that very interesting because there's a dearth of qualified people in the trades these days. How would one go about retooling themselves to do that?
Well, as a resume writer, I'm getting a lot of calls from construction personnel. Not necessarily people that are laborers, but people that are project managers,
right,
project supervisors. And what they could do is they could literally go into the schools and train the younger people on what's needed to be a project manager or what's needed to be, you know, a plumber, an electrician, a mason. The construction industry is really booming from what I see on this end.
Do you feel that they should also maybe try to consult or offer their services as a consultant to some of the large construction companies who are not really wanting to hire full-time people but are looking for assistance on certain levels?
Yes, a lot of the big companies, I'm sure they'd be happy with consultants, people that are very experienced, higher-level candidates. It's just finding the right company, finding the right fit, and finding the right niche for yourself.
Yeah, and from a business point of view, they don't have the benefits, they don't have all of that other overhead that goes with hiring a full-time employee, so it can be a win-win for both company and the consultant.
Absolutely. They don't have to pay overhead, they don't have to pay benefits, they don't have to pay any office space, travel. It's a win-win to be a consultant for sure.
They would probably have to have a website.
I would think so. You know, it's the best way to get the word out today. Years ago when there was no websites, it was more difficult. But today, really, you could just work out of the comfort of your home and market yourself and have a website, and you'd be surprised. My business is driven by a wonderful website I had designed.
Yes, it's websites are the key. Well, folks, we have spent a very engaging time here with Laura Slauson. And we're talking about second act and those folks that have retired or thinking about it and looking at their futures and the baby boomers. And it's a really important subject these days. So, Laura, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.